Stop judging, I will not be judged. Stop condemning, I will not be condemned. Forgive, I will be forgiven. Give gifts, and gifts will be given to you. Luke chapter 6, 26 to 38. Welcome to the day number 13. In our way towards the mountain of Easter victory, the Lord is with you. It is Monday, 25th, 26th of February. The voice of the missionary greets you with peace. It is a common thing to point finger at people and call names, especially in our country today. On this day, the Word of God is inviting us to take the attitude of Daniel today. In Daniel chapter 9, he started praying 4 to 10, and he used an inclusive language. We have sinned. We have been wicked. We have done evil. The problem is not that we must not rebuke evil. We must rebuke evil. We must condemn stealing, as this happened in Nigeria. We must condemn bribery. We must condemn tribalism. We must condemn lying and stealing of people's vote. Yes, we must condemn the wicked men and women who carry the funds that will be used for road, for social amenities, and bank them and store them, and they be lying. We must condemn all wickedness. But the problem is, the same thing you condemn is eventually we do it. On our level. So Daniel today started praying the famous prayer of Daniel. We have sinned. We have been wicked. We have done evil. Everybody included. Our task today is struggle not to be included in the same evil we condemn. God is merciful. He wants all men to be saved. And as people and children of God, as we curse and call people name, the word has power in this time of Lent. Be merciful with your word. Be merciful with the person, the people you curse. If you pass on the road and see what people drive and people start cursing immediately, be merciful with the word you use, even against the politicians. We must condemn the evil that is happening, but be merciful with the word you use against the president, the governors, the leaders. Be merciful with the word you use against them. And as you try today, in the area you occupy, take nothing that belongs to you. Do not you pick ask for favor to do what you are supposed to do. Do not take what is not yours. Do not block where any other person, the other person is supposed to pass. Release what you are holding that is not yours, that belongs to other person. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned, in the sense that the what you condemn, eventually you do in your own way. Let us ask for God's mercy collectively, and as we refrain from the sin we condemn. I was passing yesterday in a place. Lo and behold, I looked. I saw from a family throwing 1, 2, 3 packets of refuse from the family on the road. They wanted to fall inside the gutter, and it was falling on the road. Now tell me, on this level, where are refuse supposed to be thrown? Is it from the compound to the gutter and to the road? Or is it where disposed? It is the same. And these people will sit down and begin to cut the head of the leaders. Judge less. Condemn less. Do what? Never do the same thing you are condemning in your level. And then later you begin to claim holy. Daniel prayed today, we have sinned. Let us say, we have sinned. We have been wicked. We have done evil. Look well and see where you have sinned, where you have been wicked also, where you have done evil. I will begin to correct them today. Then number 13, wait to our victory of Easter. Do penance for all you have done evil and ask for God's mercy. This is the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.